Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey everyone, this is BBC Radio 1 and I'm pleased to announce that Becky is back.
Whoop!
Whoop, whoop,
whoop! How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, I've not spoken to you since we had our little moment when I was in Kenya.
That was embarrassing.
Well,
someone in the office said to me, if you're going to, actually, I'm going to name them. It was Alad from the Chris Moyles show. And he said to me, listen, love, if you're going to cry on air, I'm not going to do his voice. If you're going to cry on air, at least cry the whole way. Don't stop yourself halfway through.
Oh.
He said it wasn't good enough to play on the show. He was expecting, like, I'd stop myself before I cried properly.
Oh. Oh, he's obviously cried a few times.
It's a high drama on the Chris Moyles show. They
certainly
can't have
is.
Any half-rate stuff.
Right, so you got told off for not crying all the way through when
yeah,
we were talking.
Because I went, and then brought it back.
Can we just have a little listen to this moment that we had together?
Okay.
If you feel for Scott and what he's doing, please text DESERT to 70011. It really will make a difference.
Yeah, you could have really wailed there and you just stopped yourself.
I was embarrassed.
Yeah. You've missed loads anyway. You missed Nicole Scherzinger yesterday. You missed speaking to J-Lo on the phone last week, which is incredible.
Did she back it up like a Tonka truck?
Yep. Chris has started his own Fly in the Wall TV show.
I'm giving it a go, yeah.
About what?
Well,
about
the idea is Scott was watching the model agency. And
oh, that's good, that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You might like my Fly on the Wall documentary then. I've just gone out and filmed one in Pinner.
It's just him around the streets.
What, a model agency?
No, it's basically just my everyday life.
It's going to be amazing.
Right.
It's in the edit right now. We're just trying to find the narrator.
Oh, please tell me Dougsy's in it.
He's filming it.
Oh, so he's not in it?
He's...
You can hear his voice.
Yeah, he's going
to... Oh, that's all right.
I'll probably make a small cameo, but I needed him to film the thing.
Trouble is, Dougsy is finding it hard to keep Chris's head in shot.
Yeah, can we not send him on some kind of training course? He's awful.
He's not the best.
Why? Has he not got a tripod?
He just can't seem... When he's walking along as well, his head just keeps disappearing.
Yeah.
And we're trying to.
This is a brilliant sell.
And we're trying to work on the theme at the moment because I'm trying to tell Chris that he needs to sing the theme tune himself. I'm right, aren't I?
Yes.
Because every good theme tune has the star of the show singing it themselves.
Yeah. You know I can't sing, though. You know that.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. A lot of them can't sing.
Right.
Now, Tom Crowley's been on. Thanks for your email, Tom. He is pointing out that if we want to have a hit record and a really successful song, maybe with your theme tune.
Okay.
There's one thing that you have to do. One vital ingredient that you need to put in your song. Do you know what it is?
No.
I'll give you a clue.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
I know what it is.
Casual swearing?
No. Laughing at your own jokes.
That's right. You need to have...
laughing for no reason.
You need to fill some silence with a chuckle.
Right, okay.
Everyone's doing it. Take Pitbull, for example.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix.
What's
funny?
You
know what? He's one of the worst ones. He just says, like, brick wall, and he goes,
well, this year's going to be called Caiocho.
He's laughing at his own jokes.
What? I didn't even get that one.
Caiocho.
If someone said to me, if someone came up to the club and went, you know I want you, I just run away and I
okay,
advise
bye.
You to do the same.
God damn, he's hot.
All the time.
He's a major culprit of this, isn't he?
Now watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. Enjoy me.
Most of his songs are just laughing. There's millions. I didn't know there were that many. I didn't know there were that many.
At least he's having a good time.
Usher does it too. Go.
Yeah. Thank you, DJ.
That's not even funny. Why is that funny?
Maybe it was an in-joke.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, DJ.
I've never noticed this before.
Wiz Khalifa's also doing it in black and yellow, black and yellow.
Man, if you know, you should by now. Remember my time when you see me, you know everything.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
He's got one of those amazing machine gun laughs.
You know what it is. Now, I'd never noticed that until now. You know what it is. JLS.
Yeah, we're the match, man. Told me looking forward to it like a Saturday.
See, that is, I think that is funny. Normally, me just bit me. My
name ain't Keith, but I see the way you sweat me. The new J-Lo song, Pitbull's right on that again.
laughing.
Your
away.
Name's Keith. That's not funny, is it?
Watch a chico get Donkey Kong.
So there needs to be an awful joke and then a laugh.
Donkey Kong.
Exactly that. So this is what your theme's got to be like, right?
Right,
theme
okay.
Theme for your show.
Got it.
Go.
This is a film about my life. Do I need a better laugh than that?
No, that's fine. I think it's like, my name's Chris and this is about my life. And then just put a couple of laughs in, Pitbull style.
Ha ha.
Go.
Yeah, right. This is a film about my life. Ha ha. That'll do, yeah?
I think we're getting there.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, here's a question. Does anyone here ever read terms and conditions?
Never. They're always too long.
Not ever?
No, never.
I have a problem seeing them, to be honest. You know, they're always really small. So I try and read a bit of, like, a few of them. I normally read, like, 1, 2, and then, like, 9 and 10.
Yeah, I give up a bit.
The middle ones, you could put anything in there, and I'll just be like, yeah.
Fine, tick the box.
Yeah.
It's fine.
No, I can never be bothered. You know what I mean?
Like, you must have done some terms and conditions for some quite important things.
Probably, yeah. But you always... And they know the score as well. That's why they let you skip to the bottom. There's always an option where you can skip 100 pages.
The worst bit is when they say, oh, just the same, just the usual. Like, yeah. You know, when you're signing, like, for a new flat or something, and they go, oh, yeah, just standard contract.
They always do that, yeah.
And you think, well, you might have put in there, the landlord can come round whenever he wants, jump into bed and make himself breakfast.
I've had people before go, wow.
Well, no, I don't know, but you never know, that might be in there.
Put that in.
Might be standard in everyone. You're laughing at me, it might be in yours.
That's why the landlord keeps coming round. I've got one here, which is not a joke, right? You know when they change the terms and conditions on iTunes?
Yeah.
Like, it's every, like, 3 weeks where they go, just tick this box. This is in there, okay?
Because some of them you have to scroll down, but that one I don't think you do. I think you can just
No, it just lets
it.
You skip it right away. Mm.
This is one of them in there, okay? This is not a joke, seriously. You also agree that you will not use these products for any purposes prohibited by United States law, including, without limitation, the development, design, manufacture, or production of nuclear, missile, or chemical or biological weapons.
Come on.
That's actually in there.
That's on for iTunes?
Yeah, it's always in there.
Why are you worried about that? That's fine, I'm not going to do that.
I just find it a bit weird that maybe somebody thinks, well, they might use an MP3 to try and make a biological weapon.
That's not even
strange.
Possible, though, is it?
Well, you don't know, do you? And don't try it, because you're not allowed.
Right, so we've done something on Stupid Street, right? We have got Smooth Talking Dan, and if anyone can persuade people, he can. Smooth Talking Dan went out and asked people if they ever read the small print. Listen to this.
What's your name, sorry?
James.
You know when you're filling in forms or doing stuff online, and do you bother actually reading the terms and conditions?
Never, no.
Why not?
Because they're boring. Usually I just tick the box.
So James, like a lot of people says, they're boring and just ticks the box, right? Then Dan gets them to sign a piece of paper. Listen to this.
Is it all right if we use that on air?
Yeah, no problem.
Just sign this thing.
Yeah.
So wicked, all right. So I'll just get you to sign this and give you a copy as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
No Brilliant. Problem. All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, that's no problem.
So James signed the piece of paper, and on that piece of paper were lots of terms and conditions. I have the piece of paper here, which James signed, after telling us he never reads them.
You've printed it in, like, font size 4.
Yes.
Can you actually
tiny.
Read that, Becky?
It's small.
No.
But he doesn't read them, it's fine.
But he signed it.
Yeah, straight away.
I would. I mean, these surely are just kind of standard terms and conditions for being on the radio, right?
I'll give you some of the...
Because I don't think they are.
I'll give you some of the small print that we put on that piece of paper.
Terms and conditions. 1. I, the undersigned, agree to my interview with a member of the Scott Mills Show staff to be used by the Scott Mills Show on BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
That's fine. That's
fine.
Basically what the top bit says.
Then we get into...
2. By signing this form, I agree to sing Scott's favourite song, the Home and Away theme tune, on Scott Mills' show whenever he wants me to, and agree to sing it whenever he phones me up.
There are more, but they kind of go on like that. But I reckon what we should do now is phone up James and get him to honour his agreement.
He has put his number on here as well, actually.
Absolutely.
Genius.
He signed the paper. He's bound by me.
Are you really going to do this?
Yeah, it's ringing.
So, but according to his contract, he's meant to be singing, right?
Yeah.
But he obviously doesn't
He's
know
going
this.
To. Shouldn't have signed it then.
This is amazing.
Hello?
Is that James?
Yep, hello, who's speaking?
Hello, James, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, mate, how are you?
I'm very good. Now, you spoke to one of my staff on the street the other day.
Yeah.
And they were asking you if you ever read terms and conditions before you sign things.
Yeah.
And you did sign a piece of paper, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You did. Do you still have that piece of paper with you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Can you get it?
Yeah, 1 second. All right. I'm just going to nip up and get it, but I can't be on phone, so...
Okay, well, I'll just put the phone down. Yeah, you but can stay on the line. Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool, I'll be like 1 minute.
All right, then.
All right, see you in a minute, bye, bye.
They've been for a bit of a surprise here, I think.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry about that.
You found it?
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Are you able to turn the radio down just a bit?
Yeah, no problem.
Nice.
What, I'll turn it off. Sunday the 26th of June. Yep, hello.
Cool. So, hi.
Hi.
Hi, James. So you found the bit of paper that you signed, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, can I just refer you to terms and conditions point 2?
Yep.
Do you want to read that out for me?
By signing this form, I agree to sign to sing Scott's favourite song, Home and Away Theme Tune, on Scott Mills Show whenever he wants me to. And I agree to sing whenever he phones me up.
That's right. By signing that form, you have agreed to sing my favourite song, the theme tune to Home and Away, on my show whenever I want you to. And you agreed to sing it whenever I call you up. So here's me calling you up. Off you go.
I don't even know how it goes.
You know we belong together.
You and I forever and ever. No matter where you are, you're my guiding star.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go.
Go, join in.
Hold me in your arms. Don't let me go.
Closer each day.
I'm in the way.
Thank you. Yeah, nice.
Cool.
So I'm allowed to ring you up any time and ask for that. So if you could just brush up on your knowledge of that song, that would be great.
Okay, yeah, I'll.
You did sign the piece of paper.
Yeah, I did.
Thank you very much, James. Bye.
Bless him.
Mm. I like number 9 on the terms and conditions that James signed, and so did loads of other people.
9. I agree to buy every song ever recorded by David Hasselhoff. I agree to do this either by purchasing the physical CDs or by downloading from recognised legal download sites.
Sorry, but you signed the form.
10. I will complete my David Hasselhoff music collection before the 30th of May 2011.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you like the sound of James there, Becky, we just spoke to?
Yeah, he was all right. Yeah, he was up for a laugh.
Yeah,
why
he was.
Are you asking?
No, I'm just saying, because point 5 of the terms and conditions that he signed was this.
5. I agree to marry Becky should Scott ask me to, thus ensuring she's not left an old spinster on the shelf.
It's in the contract.
I haven't signed anything. I might just... But it's in my contract upstairs, is it, as well?
Probably. You haven't read it. Did you read the small print? I think not.
No.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Right, so here are some more people. Let's do some more of this. Some other people that Smooth Talking Dan met when he was out on the street of stupid.
What's your name?
I'm Ginny.
Ginny, okay. When you're signing forms, like agreeing to things, do you always read the terms and conditions?
Never, no.
Why not?
I don't know, because they usually say the same things, and usually I agree with it anyway, and if I don't agree with it, then I wouldn't be filling out the form.
Right, so then Ginny and her friends were handed a form by... Smooth Talking Dan, with all the small print in it. And here's what happened.
Is it alright if we use your little clips on Radio 1?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll just have to get you to sign a thing to say that you can...
Has it got small print on it that we're going to have to read?
It might be some small print. Okay. Is that alright?
Yeah, that's
alright. Right. Wicked, cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
And once again, they signed the form. And I like it they asked, has it got small print that we have to read?
Yeah, but I've all signed it.
Shall we give give Jenny a little call?
Oh, yes. Shall we? Definitely.
So, see if she remembers what she signed.
Are you all right with the phone there?
It's fine. Who are? works.
Hello?
Hello, is that Ginny?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Ginny. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good. I'm a bit tired today.
Right.
So, if it's all right with you, I need a piggyback home from Radio 1 at 7 p.m. tonight.
Oh, right. That's a bit strange.
Not really. Why?
Not really. Because I've never met you, I guess. And it would be a bit weird. I don't know where you are. What from over?
Yeah,
I'm at broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm at Radio 1 and I need a piggyback back to North London because
I'm not very strong.
Well, you did sign something to say that you would do this.
Oh, no way, did I?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Do you remember somebody from my show coming up to you yesterday?
I do.
And you did sign some terms and conditions.
Right, I did. And we didn't read them.
Oh.
We did joke about reading them and then we didn't.
So you just signed it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, this was point 11 on the T's and C's.
11. I agree to give Scott a piggyback home from work any day he requires one due to his tireless and exhausting charity work.
I do a lot for charity, so some days I'm just going to be more tired than others.
Well, I'm afraid I'm busy tonight. I mean, I'm going to have to break that terms and conditions.
Well, unfortunately, this is legally binding. I don't want things to get nasty. Awkward, eh?
Very awkward, very, very awkward.
What about point 3, which I'd like to draw your attention to?
3. I agree to iron Scott's shirts whenever is required and will do so without moaning like Scott's cleaner used to.
How are you fixed for...
Were these on the forms that we took home with us?
Yeah, the one that you signed in the street and took home, yeah.
Oh, that we took home. I don't have them on. I'm in the pub at the moment, so I don't have them on me.
Amazing.
So I don't even know whether it's true. You could be lying completely.
No, I'm not. This is what you signed.
Oh God! Oh dear! Got myself into trouble then.
I'll tell you what. So you're in the pub at the moment, yeah?
I am.
Okay, well I'll give you. You've got ages. I'll give you time to go home, find the form, and I'll see you at Radio 1 at 7 for the piggyback. Right?
All right. If you think so, that's great. All right.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, Dev, off Verley's, has been doing some comedy, some stand-up for Comet Relief. Hey, Dev!
Right, Scott.
Are you in college at the moment?
I am. I've snuck out. I don't think I've noticed.
What are you doing at college?
Well, I'm doing a music degree at the moment, and my class right now is keys, which I don't understand because guitar's supposed to be my main instrument, and they said, oh, you've got to learn keyboards as well. Oh, God.
Oh, and all that, and getting up at 3 a.m. to do your show.
2 a.m., Scott. Probably
sorry.
In the studio by 3.
Oh, come on. That stopped now, surely. About a year in, I started off getting up at 2 a.m. and then it soon went to 3:30. Sometimes after 4. I was on at 4.
Yeah, well, you know, occasionally I might not even turn up for a show, so...
Oh, no, don't... Oh, you shouldn't have said that. No one would have known. So, you have been doing some stand-up for Comet Relief, which is terrifying, and you've done the gig now, right?
Yes, the gig was a couple of weeks ago at the Comedy Store in London. It's all finished, all done.
But we've got a vote quite soon. Now, who were you up against? Who else from BBC radio stations was there?
The lineup is really, really impressive. You've got Tony Blackburn off Radio 2, who you have to go and have a look at. It'll be uploaded from 7 o'clock tonight. You have to go and have a look at the video of Tony Blackburn. There's a point in the set where he starts swinging a medallion around his neck. I know it sounds real, but you have to go and see it.
I was going to say, Dev, sorry, Stefan in Stevenage has been on. He says he saw your gig. I said it was brilliant, and Tony Blackburn came across as a bit pervy. So maybe that's the medallion thing. I don't know.
He spent about 5 minutes just leching over the crowd, really. It was an experience, anyway.
So Tony Blackburn off Radio 2. Who else?
We have Tom Service off Radio 3, off of 4, Radio 4, Jenny Murray off 5 Live. What's his chops?
Tony Livesey.
What's his chops?
And off 6 Music, Sean Keaveney, who's really funny, actually. He's a proper natural.
Okay, so what's going to happen is voting opens tonight at 7 o'clock and runs until 7 next Wednesday, so you've got a week to cast your vote on who is funniest here. Let's hear a little bit of Dev's set.
A big hand, please, for the lovely Dev.
So I'm from Radio 1. Naturally, that means I'm going to tell you some jokes that you'll like, some jokes you've never heard before, and jokes no one wants to hear, but for some reason, I'll tell you them anyway. I might even repeat myself in an hour.
Now, is that laughter put on, or because it sounds amazing?
It does sound like canned laughter, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Because of the way that the comedy store is built, you know, you're proper in the crowd and you're sort of surrounded by them, encased by them, if you like, and that's what you get. You get this real roar of laughter, but I can imagine the opposite of that. If one of your jokes bombs, you know, there'd be complete silence. It'd be really scary.
Here's some more.
I remember the first phone number I got. It was Michelle. I was 13. She wrote it down on a textbook during lunchtime. I remember running home that same night. I locked myself in my room. I practiced my phone voice for a few hours in front of the mirror. Hi, Michelle, would you like to... Hi, Michelle, would you like to go out on a date with me? I was trying to go for distinguished gentleman. I think I ended up just sounding like a drunk butler. Anyway.
Oh, you're quite good.
I was thinking, oh, my God, this is working. They're laughing.
Yeah, they love it.
Girls are a lot better at playing it cool than guys, right? So she'll come on the phone all cool, right? Hey, Dave. Oh, it's Dev, actually, but... oh, yeah, that's right. What's happening? Now, she's Sonya. She's initiated the first part of the conversation. You haven't planned for this. Go to your notes, and for God's sake, don't sound like you're reading it out. Hi, Michelle, would you like to go out on a date with me in an hour? Please.
See, I can see Dev giving up this radio like at some point. I really can.
She's thinking about it. Yeah, sure, why not? I'll see you in an hour. Great, okay, I'll see you in an hour. I remember feeling so triumphant. I walked up to my bedroom door, I kicked it open, I yelled down the stairs, cancel those crispy pancakes, Mum, I got a date!
And the crowd went wild. That, incredible.
It sounds a bit weird out of context, me just talking about crispy pancakes and stuff, but it all makes sense within the set, I promise you.
Okay, so let's hear some of the other people that you're up against. Let's play bits of them to see if they're any better than you. First of all, it's pervy Tony Blackburn from Radio 2.
Lovely to be here. For 46 years I've been broadcasting. I want to apologise for that, but please don't hold it against me.
Hey...
What a legend.
Here's Tom Service off Radio 3.
It's always a problem growing up as a classical music geek, as I'm sure most of you here today know. But it's a particular problem when you grew up in Glasgow, especially the rough part of Glasgow, as you can tell that I was from.
And Jenny Murray, who is a DJ on Radio 4.
I got on the plane one day and all our cabin staff are female and our pilot is a woman. I said, that is amazing. Will you take me to the cockpit? She said, we don't call it that anymore. Thank you.
That was a bit blue.
I knew she would need some bloke. Like, seriously. She knows some dirty jokes. Then you've got Tony Livesey off Radio 5 Live.
They do say, don't they, that you play the Comedy Store twice in your life. Once on your way up and once on your way down. It's good to be back.
And Sean Keaveney off Six Music.
Is anybody else do this? When you're drinking orange juice with bits, do you ever suck it through your teeth and pretend you're a plankton collecting sperm whale? Yeah. It's not just me, is it?
Well, I think you're up against some quite good people there, Dev.
They're all really, really good. It was very surprising.
Now, you could sit here now, Dev, and say to me, it was just about the taking part, Scott. I don't care if I win or not, but I know that you want this so badly. And the idea of Tony Blackburn being funnier than you is is devastating.
I can't live with that. No way.
No. Because in years to come, people will say, oh, yeah, Dev off Radio 1. Funny, but not as funny as Tony Blackburn. And that, if you should ever need future employment, that is not great. So, here's what happened. The voting opens at 7 o'clock tonight. If you go to Dev's pages at Radio 1 Online and just follow the links, that's where you'll be able to cast your vote from 7 o'clock. You can't do it at the moment, but I'll remind you before 7. Maybe, you know, set an alarm on your phone or something.
That's a good idea.
Just before 7 o'clock, and then that's when the voting starts. It's all for Comic Relief, and we want Dev to win because we love him and he's part of the Radio 1 fam. So, 7 o'clock tonight, I'll remind you. Thank you, Dev, and I hope it goes good. I hope you win.
Thank you very much, Scott.
And the winner's going to be announced on Red Nose Day itself, which is next Friday. So get voting tonight from 7. See you there. Thank you.
Bye.
Podcast.
Two people.
2 cups of water. 1 bin. A horse for 1 bin. Innuendo bingo. The jewel.
Ow, I hurt my throat. Good. So, Becky and Chris, hi there.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Chris, once again, has no protective clothing whatsoever. Just the clothes he came in today. Becky, what the hell is that on your face?
Well, I'll just take it off so I can speak to you. I've got a like a dentist's mask on. Because I'm feeling a bit under the weather. I'm slightly sniffly and I've got a bit of earache. I just thought that, you know, for health and safety reasons, I should wear a protective mask. And rather than spit from my mouth, I've brought a water sprayer, like...
How's this going to work, then? So if she feels like spitting, she's just
yeah,
going to spray?
Yeah, I just, like...
Oh, don't do that!
OK, so you're...
That's what it'll be like.
You're now just spraying water, like
well,
Chris is a plant.
Well, when I find it funny, like, so it's like, oh... Hang on, I need to load it up for a bit first.
Why are you aiming at me?
Like that. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so instead of it coming from your mouth, it just comes from a little...
And I'll wear the protective mask for germs. Okay.
What if you genuinely do find it funny and you end up... All right, that can stop.
Go online and see this at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
It's like a sort of light misting.
It
it's
is.
Not really like a big old spit.
It's like one of those cooling sprays.
It's right in my face.
Two people. 2 cups of water. Some stuff that sounds a bit rude. 1 bin. Innuendo bingo the jewel now.
Right, stop spraying them already, please.
I just laughed.
Play
so
nice.
Should.
Thank you. All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Got the water?
Yeah.
Yes, you have already. Chris, if you take that water in your mouth, please.
You've got to do the same, surely.
Well, no, because I'm wearing a protective mask. This is the equivalent of my water.
Oh,
you
I'll
just get sprayed.
Now.
You get sprayed if it's funny.
This
Stop
is
it. All right, just take the water in your mouth. It's all fine. Okay, we ready? Look, if you spray him like that, he's going to laugh. And then
he just looking at him made me laugh.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. The problem with my spray is that it kind of back sprays, so I get wet as well.
Okay, let's do that. Let's do this. Right, take water in your mouth, please. You've got
it.
Ready?
Okay,
let's go. This first one, spotted by one of our listeners. This is from Sonic. why is that funny?
No one's called Sonic.
Well, this person is.
That can't be real.
Okay, more water, please.
Okay.
Sonic. Sonic spotted this. And this is from an Right, calm yourself. This is from an episode of... Come Dine With Me. Hold the water in your mouth.
That's a beautiful bit of meat there. It looks really well hung.
Fuck off me!
Okay, next bit.
It's going to be a wet one, this.
Okay. This is also from Come Dine With Me, spotted by Amy off of Eastbourne, who thinks that Rabina, on this episode of Come Dine With Me, meant to say that the main course took her by surprise. But that's not quite how it came out. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Let's go.
The main took me from behind. It shocked me. I thought I wasn't going to like it. I loved every bit of it. It was very tasty, not too heavy, and it hit every spot.
Oh, Chris, you are so wet right now. Oh, no.
The main took me from behind.
Here we are. And one more.
This is such a setup.
One more, please.
It's not. I've genuinely got a cough. You used to do that when you were trying to Skype school, didn't you? I'm really ill.
Right.
Okay, here we go. A lot of you spotted this one. Thank you for emailing in. And this is Heather off of EastEnders. Shh. Okay, ready? Here we go. Let's see if the water comes out or not.
I even brought them little wooden umbrella things to stick in your woo-woo. And what do? You don't even show up!
No?
I even brought them
little... I was going to play it again, but you weren't.
I even brought them little wooden umbrella things to stick in your woo-woo.
Thank you, Heather. And that was Innuendo Bingo, the jewel. How are we both feeling?
Great.
You're unscathed, Becky.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, a couple of things I need to clear up. Dance. This is clearly Shirley off EastEnders, not Heather.
I even bought them little wooden umbrella things to stick in your woo-woo.
Thank you to everyone who spotted that. And also, there's been a little bit of a problem with the webcam. A lot of people couldn't see that, and I'm not sure it even worked at all. Mm. Oh, how rubbish. There was problems with it yesterday as well, Becky. You missed out on all this. When Nicole Scherzinger was in, there's loads of people coming in here going, and panicking because the webcam wasn't working properly. But she did tell Alex, who was filming it from the online department, that he was a human tripod. I think that he's going to be dining out on that for a long time to come. Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger said I was a human tripod. So there was a problem with the webcam there. I'm sorry, everybody. In theory, though, it should have recorded it all, so we'll try and get it up online for you to see a bit later on. If not, sadly, Chris, we're going to have to do the whole thing again.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for word dissociation. Can you remember how to play this, Becky?
Just about. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It's been a while. And Lorraine was good.
Oh, she was really good.
She was really good.
Was she?
She was a bit was like you, good. Actually. She, at the start of the game, she started going all Becky. Do you remember?
Yeah, she was like, no, buzz. For stupid things. But I've missed that about you, amongst other things.
Definitely.
I love it. That's the only thing you can think of that you've missed.
Okay, so we all know how to play this by now. It's like word association. Each of us takes it in turn to say a word, but your word is not allowed to have any connection to the last one in any way. If you think that someone else's word is connected to the last word, you buzz in and you explain why.
Well, like I do all the time.
That's right. The judge is the one that doesn't speak. He's wearing red and he means business. If you're right, if he thinks you're right, the person who said the word gets the penalty point. 3 penalty points, you're out. Winner, last one standing. I think I won last week, didn't I?
I think you did.
Yes, I did.
I think so, yeah.
Not Lorraine.
No.
She was brilliant.
She was good. But you're better. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start. Sweet and sour pork balls.
Good one.
Buzz. Are you allowed to have more than...
You can't buzz.
You can.
You haven't even
no,
said
you can.
The second
buzz.
Thing.
Because I thought we were only doing one word, and sweet and sour pork balls, you've done 5 words.
And she's back.
What's the view on this? Is that fine?
Yeah.
It's fine. Okay, right. Chicken chow mein.
Bright yellow fluffy canaries.
Poster.
Pavement.
Big long-haired man.
Becky.
Buzz! No! No! I thought you looked as if there was a connection, so I buzzed to try and get the point before you, and actually I've realised that that...
What is it, then?
...makes me look like a big long-haired man. I guess there is a connection, because my first boyfriend said that I had man's hands, and he wrote it in a school yearbook, so does that count?
And you've got quite long hair?
Yeah. Does that count?
So I'm getting the point for that, then?
Yep.
Elephant.
Blancmange.
Porcupine.
Duvet.
Cabbage.
Long jump.
Sword.
Light.
Castle.
Curtains.
Ramp.
Digger.
Buzz. Diggers go up ramps.
Yeah.
What?
Diggers go up ramps.
Yeah.
Okay, good. 1 penalty point to Becky. Becky and Chris have 1 penalty point each. I have none. Mini disc.
Bin bag.
Carpet.
Fluid.
Mouse.
Bush.
Toxic.
Waste. Oh, no! No!
Yeah, an obvious penalty point to Becky there.
What's
toxic
the link there?
Waste.
Mm? What's the link there?
Toxic
between,
waste.
Between toxic and waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have right. Toxic waste, that's what you get. Okay, next.
Spanner.
Fish.
Gilet.
Clamp.
Wire.
Pizza.
Thighs.
Turnip.
Dennis the Menace.
Hair.
No, buzz. Dennis the Menace has quite distinctive hair. He does.
That is true. Same hair as Annie Mac. Fact. I think that's going on, isn't it? So Chris loses a point there, thanks to Dennis the Menace and Hare.
Becky, we've really got to go for Scott here.
I'm doing exceedingly well today.
How can we... I can't work out how we can get him, though.
We just need to hope he says something stupid.
Shall I just buzz every time?
Yeah,
and then you help me with the reason.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Between us, we'll find a link.
Fuzz.
Buzz.
What? No, hang on.
How
no, Becky,
can you buzz
can't do
fuzz?
It. Yeah.
You can buzz fuzz because fuzz rhymes with buzz.
Well, genius.
Skyscraper.
Moustache.
Westward.
No! Ah, buzz! Buzz, buzz, buzz!
Yes, I know why. I know why, I know
why. There is an amazing photo, and you'll be so proud of going out this way when you see it. There is an amazing photo of Westwood back in the, what is it, 80s?
In the
50s. 50s, with the best tash ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Can we get hold of this picture? I've never seen this.
I'll have to show you, and then you'll be really, really pleased.
Maybe we should put it on the Scott Mills Facebook, so everyone can see it.
I can't imagine him with a moustache.
Oh, it's good.
It is really good. It is the 80s as well, not the 50s. He would have been younger then.
But he's meant to be...
that would be even weirder, like a two-year-old boy with a tash.
He's meant to be... Isn't he meant to be like Mr. Hip-Hop and stuff like that? Like,
what do you mean meant to be? He is Mr. Hip-Hop. Don't question.
He's the kingpin of the rap game.
Hello.
All right.
This is before that. He's been around a long time. Bye, Chris. You're off.
Oh, rubbish. Am I out?
Yeah, you're out. So it's between me and Bacalar. Let's go. Really need to get some oil on this chair. What do you use? Sunflower oil?
Lube.
Is that one of those words for you, is it?
I hate it.
Why?
I just really hate it. I saw it on a lorry the other day and I was like, oh.
We were talking yesterday about Jack Black's beard lube.
She cringes.
I really do like it.
This is amazing.
I didn't know this was such a problem for you.
Yeah, no, it is. I just really didn't like it.
That's good knowledge.
Clock.
Protractor.
Beans.
Stencils.
You're not playing right, but okay. Poster.
Why? No, buzz. Why am I not playing right?
Because you're just going through your pencil case off of when you were 11.
Bet you say sharpener next.
Is that going to be your next one?
No.
Plug point.
Compass. You see, if you wanted to win then, you should have said, like, I don't know, rubber or something. I would have gone with compass and then you could have buzzed me. And I'd have been out and you'd have won.
I'm going to ignore it. Tomato.
Tree.
I've gone blank. Blank.
Just say blank.
I just have.
Oh, was that you? That was so rubbish I didn't even realise you'd been. Toothpaste.
Oil.
Grass.
Manure. Oh no, buzz.
Yes! Grass and manure.
Yeah. You start.
Ring.
Soap.
Buzz. People take their rings off when they wash their hands, and you wash your hands with soap.
Oh. I actually think that's quite a good. Quite a good link, actually.
I'm staying quiet. Oh,
yes!
Two penalty points to me.
Yes.
Okay, this is it. This is the big one. Neon.
Feet.
Snooze.
Dog.
Traffic light.
Fireman.
No, buzz.
Go on.
Firemen go through traffic lights a lot to get to fires.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Bye, Becky. And I've won again. That's the second week in a row.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Just getting ready for my big night out tonight.
Oh, where are you going?
I am being taken out by Lorraine Kelly.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Showbiz, where are you going?
I actually don't know the place that she's suggesting, the first place that she wanted to take me to. It's her decision. I've let her decide. She can't get in there now. It's all booked up. So she's just getting back to me in a minute. I'm somehow thinking this is not going to happen. I don't think she might not text me back and I might not ever hear from her again.
Where were you going to go? It must be somewhere well exclusive.
Well, you'd think so.
Yeah.
With one of ITV's biggest stars. She was going to... Have you got a picture of it? She was going to take me up the gherkin.
Oh, that big...
That huge building in that
yeah.
London.
But I didn't realise there was a restaurant in there.
I didn't know that either. But Lorraine's got all the contacts, isn't it?
So where are you
She's
going
Lorraine
now?
Kelly, hello.
Where are you going now?
I've no idea yet. But drinking lots of coffee to line my stomach, because Lorraine does like a drink.
And if the other crew going, is it a date?
It's kind of, well, it's not a date, because that's weird, because she's my TV mum. And she actually calls me son. So it's certainly not
name?
A date.
Are you not...
No, oh. Here's N-dubs.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.